If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, this special day of Saint Stephen the Martyr, on this second day of Christmas, this feast day where we recognize the martyrdom of the deacon Saint Stephen. Let us celebrate this day and let us recognize that we are always looking forward to testifying to your glory. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, yes, indeed. Today is the 26th of December. You know, there's this funny little thing that happens this week. If you know Easter, Easter is 8 days of Easter. And what we actually celebrate is literally Easter as a 8 day day. So literally the 8 days following Easter are all celebrated as if it is Easter Sunday. So the 8 days of Easter. So Christmas is a very powerful feast, but it's not to the same level of Easter, because the greatest feast of the year is Easter. Well, you say, well, Christmas is important. Well, yeah, I didn't say it wasn't, but it's a very powerful feast. But we celebrate the octave of Christmas, but we celebrate it in a funny way. You see, if you go back to the Easter, and you see the 8 days of Easter, you do the Gloria every single day of those 8 days, because you're celebrating Easter Sunday for 8 straight days. Christmas, we do the Gloria too, but not because we're celebrating Christmas 8 days. It's we do a feast day, which always requires the Gloria during this time. So today we're celebrating the feast of Saint Stephen, the first martyr. Now, come to understand this. Yesterday, the color was white because we're celebrating a great feast, a great solemnity, actually, and a great day. And so white is always the color, Christmas, Easter, Christmas season, etc., etc., etc. However, today we go right into red, which is the color for martyrdom. It's also the color for the Holy Spirit, but it's the color for martyrdom. And we're going to see that a few times this week. And so here we are looking at Saint Stephen, the first martyr. And we look at that powerful story of him testifying of the greatness of God. Now, one of the important things for us to understand, and I always bring this up, and it's important we realize that, Stephen is speaking out to the people about experiencing Christ and telling them who Christ was. But the people at the time were Jews, and they weren't fully comprehensive of what was going on. So they were afraid this was a false teaching, a heresy that was growing, and they didn't want the heresy to grow. So in their fear, they tried to shut it down. And we know the story of Stephen among the people who was there. As a matter of fact, he was holding the jackets of the I don't know if they had jackets then, but you know what I'm saying. The outer clothing of the people who were there, who threw stones to kill Stephen. And of course, he was guarding them so that they could be freer to throw the stones. And that was the Saul, who ultimately became the Apostle Paul. So we understand that whole dynamic. But what is happening? Stephen, again, he was a Jew, and now he is what would be called a Messianic Jew. He is someone who has come to embrace Jesus from the Jewish faith, and he's come to embrace Jesus, and he's celebrating this, but that is raising a challenge to the status quo in the Jewish faith. And so they are attacking back. But we don't look at that as being these vicious people who are attacking back. They're attacking back because they don't fully comprehend what is going on. And among them, as I said, was Saul, who eventually does and then goes, tries to explain to the Jewish people. I always bring that up because it's really important we understand this. Okay, the Jews are the chosen people, and we are to treat them as the chosen people. Then we are an offshoot of the Jews, bringing the additional measure that comes from the Savior. There is no room for anti-Semitism in, at least I'll say it, in the Catholic Church. And there are some that would disagree with me, but I'm telling you right now that is the case. I'm going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And this is part of our program called The Voice of St. Anthony Parish. We'll be right back right after this. I have a suggestion for you. You've heard the suggestion. I'm going to tell it to you again. You know, you always have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday at St. Anthony Parish in Allston here in Massachusetts, where, by the way, we're not too far from the, among other places you hear at the end of this little ad, we're not too far from the Charles River. But anyway, let me continue. So anyway, if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about test driving one, so to speak, to kind of how to say, gee, I don't know if St. Anthony's is for me, but you're welcome to come. This standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, you might say, well, I'm going to go to the church, but, you know, I don't want to go there hands hanging, but I'm not ready to donate anything. Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection basket when it comes around. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, because no other church or parish is going to know what this means. So only for here. So write the word radio down on a piece of paper, and that way, you're putting something into the collection box or collection basket, but it doesn't look, so it doesn't look like you're there hands hanging, which is not a problem, but some people feel uncomfortable in that situation. So that's what you do. Now, if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And we're conveniently located not only along the Charles River, few blocks up. We are just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Soldiers Field Road, you throw the stone one way, but please don't throw any stones, and the Mass Pike the other way. So yeah, that's where we are. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful message of St. Stephen. So St. Stephen is preaching the word. People are trying to silence this new faith that's coming out of the Jewish faith. And then he has this vision of Jesus welcoming him. It reminds me of a saint story that if I have enough time, I'll tell you. And it's at that point that people really get upset and they really throw the stones. And as you know in the story, the one who is holding all the outer clothing so that they can throw the stones better is ultimately the person who becomes the Apostle Paul, because he is determined to silence this. He is determined to bring down this this blasphemous sect, only to find out it is all within God's will. So that's a powerful reality, and we've got to understand that powerfully and realize what is going on here. So we understand that great vision. Now, that little saint story I was telling you, I've told it every so often, and I can't remember who the saint was. It was one of those things I read, and I said, gee, I have to go back to that, and I wish I could remember who the saint was. And if there's someone who's listening can say, oh, I know who that saint was. He was going to be executed for being a disciple of Christ. This was, you know, centuries later. And he was going for his faithfulness. And what happened is when he went up to where he was going to be executed, whether it was some form of gallows or something like that, the execution method broke. And so he was about ready to be executed, and it broke. So they had to take him away, wait for to fix it. Wouldn't that be an interesting position to be in? Oh, sorry, we got to fix this thing before we kill you. So anyway, they had to fix it, and they fixed it, and then they were going to bring him back. Well, instead, what he did is he ran up to this device, whether it was a gallows or a guillotine or something like that. He ran up to it, and people were like, why are you running to your death? And he said, if you saw what I saw just before that machine broke, you would run up here too. And he was executed, and he is a saint. So that means we recognize that he is in heaven. So a very powerful story. And you have something similar with Stephen, where he's given this great vision that he calls out to, and then that really stokes the fires, and people throw rocks at him, and he dies. But, you know, another important thing to realize is this testifies to the power of the living God, that we recognize that God is real. We live our lives in such a way that we understand that God is real, and in doing so, we become powerful witnesses to that reality. And in the time today, people don't understand that. And you have this whole thing, well, science says, no, science is fine, but science is incomplete. And the faith gives us an even deeper understanding of everything you can learn from science, and then more with faith. We'll talk more tomorrow during this Christmas season. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.